There is something genuinely revealing about an administration that dismantles its own biosecurity infrastructure, and then, months later, scrambles to rebuild it. The White House is reportedly in emergency mode, trying to reconstitute a biological defense team that was gutted in early budget cuts. Cuts that were, it should be noted, administered enthusiastically at the time. The urgency now is driven by two converging threats. Ebola is actively spreading in Central Africa and has killed thousands in recent months, and there are growing concerns within the intelligence community about AI-assisted bioweapon development. The Ebola situation is the more immediately concrete threat. The current outbreak is centered in a region with inadequate healthcare infrastructure and porous borders, which is exactly the combination that allowed previous Ebola outbreaks, 2014 to 2016, inches West Africa, to spread far beyond their initial geographic footprint before containment was achieved. Having experienced biosecurity analysts who know the relevant public health systems, the political actors involved, and the historical containment strategies is not a luxury. It's operational necessity.
The AI bioweapon concern is perhaps less visceral but arguably longer term more serious. What AI tools have done for chemistry and biology research is dramatically lower the expertise threshold required to design dangerous pathogens or synthesis routes. Work that would have required a PhD and years of specialized laboratory experience can now be partially scaffolded by sufficiently capable AI systems. The biosecurity community has been raising alarms about this for at least 3 years, and those concerns have not diminished. The irony of having to rebuild a team that was dismantled for budget savings is that the cost of a biodefense team, salaries, facilities, databases, is trivially small compared to the cost of responding to a biological event that wasn't caught early. The 2014 Ebola response cost the United States approximately $5 billion in foreign assistance and domestic preparedness spending. A small, expert early warning team is extraordinarily cost-effective by comparison.
I want to pivot from existential risk to something genuinely beautiful before we close this segment. The Hubble Space Telescope has found evidence of the Milky Way's earliest known merger, a collision with another galaxy that occurred approximately 11.8 billion years ago, roughly 2 billion years after the Big Bang. The evidence comes from stellar chemistry, a population of stars in the Milky Way's inner halo that have chemical signatures distinct from the surrounding stellar population, indicating they originated in a different galaxy entirely. What's remarkable about this isn't just the timeline, it's that we can read galactic history in the chemistry of individual stars the way a geologist reads Earth's history in rock strata. The stars from that ancient merger are still with us, orbiting in our galaxy, carrying the chemical fingerprints of their original home.
The Hubble finding also matters in the context of ongoing debates about the James Webb Space Telescope's observations, which have complicated some existing models of early galaxy formation. Findings like this, which extend our observational reach into the first few billion years of the universe, help calibrate those models against actual data rather than theoretical projection. Every confirmed merger event with known timing is a data point that either supports or challenges the standard model of cosmological structure formation.
And there's something grounding about it, honestly. We're covering a day when a major shipping artery is closed, nuclear options are being discussed, and political systems are under stress. And simultaneously, scientists are reading a collision that happened nearly 12 billion years ago in the chemistry of stars that have been quietly orbiting ever since. Both things are true at the same time.